Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Dave Beagle, thanks for coming by.
Mark Metcalf, it is always one of the highlights of my week, month, year, whatever.
Well, it's been several months.
It's been several months.
But we talked. Now, you want to do some theater?
Well, here's my idea.
Right.
And I'm gonna try this idea out on you because you are, you've been my theatrical rabbi since we met.
Good, thank you.
I'm concerned about the lack of attention that theater gets in Milwaukee. I mean, I think that every theater company has a small, devoted audience. But as far as building an audience or exposing people to new people to the theater.
Or let me just interject, what I think of is creating a culture of theater.
Well, creating a culture of theater. And there are a lot of different things that go into that.
Right.
There are a lot of things that go into that. And, I don't think it's happening here. I really don't think it's happening. Mm-hmm. And I think in some respects, that's a disservice to, I think there's some pretty good theater in Milwaukee.
I've witnessed some. I've been part of some.
Right. I don't think all of it's good.
Right.
But, it's interesting stuff. People try interesting stuff.
Right.
This young blood troupe, a bunch of young people, they're
right.
They're trying interesting things. Some of it works. Some of it doesn't work. But that's the nature of theater.
That's what I mean by the culture of theater, because you've got to be able to fail.
Yeah.
You can't just do Broadway hit after Broadway hit.
Exactly. And you can't. You also, one of the things that we're missing in this town is good criticism. We don't have good theatrical criticism.
Right.
But anyhow,
right.
Here's my idea. I want people in Milwaukee to be able to see, touch, smell, feel the power of theater in a small dose.
Okay.
I'm not going to ask anybody off the bat to sit through 2 hours or 2.5 hours or 3 hours and spend, $50 a ticket or $40 a ticket or whatever it is.
Right.
I think that's asking a lot of somebody who's not a theater goer. So what have I come up with? Here's what I've come up with.
One might ask.
Yeah. If you were really an on-the-ball host, what have you come up
with? What's your idea, Dave?
Go ahead. Ask me that.
So, David, what's your idea?
Here's what it is.
All right.
I want to take snippets from classic plays, from great plays, Death of a Salesman, Our Town, Virginia Woolf, Shakespeare.
Okay, not just American plays.
Not just American plays.
Harold Pinter.
Moliere, something like that. And I don't want to rewrite it. I don't want to do anything. I want to take a 15-minute chunk out of the play somewhere.
Okay.
And I want professional actors to walk around the streets of Milwaukee and stop on a corner where there's a lot of people and do that 15-minute scene.
In costume?
In costume.
No set, just no use set. What's there
in
as
costume.
A set.
If they want to take a couple chairs with them, if they need a chair, they take a chair.
Right.
They walk around with a folding chair, unfold it, put it down, and that's their set.
I love the idea of George and Martha just breaking into one of their humongous fights on the corner of Wisconsin and Water.
Exactly. Then they do it there, and then they go to Jefferson and Wells and do it again.
But you never know where they're going to be or when they're going to be.
You don't
or
know.
Anything like that.
And they're going to do it when there are people around. They're going to see people, and they're hopefully going to draw other people, have them come in.
So they would just
they'd stop on a corner and they'd do George and Martha, or they would do.
So this is in a way a form of guerrilla theater, unannounced, no plan.
Unannounced, no plan. I mean, maybe the Milwaukee Visitors Bureau and all the publications they have, they would say, we'd give this group a name. We'd call it the Milwaukee whatever. And we'd say they'll be out on the streets on this date, and this date. So there's a little calendar about it.
Probably good because the town council of this or whatever has a reputation for being kind of against public art.
Right.
And this is a form of public art.
This is definitely public art.
Right.
You know, we tend to think of public art as something either a painting or right. a sculpture.
Right.
You know, this is living. This is alive,
right. Live public art. Right.
You know, for my money, this is, with the possible exception of music, theater is the greatest of all art forms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really believe that.
Yeah,
and maybe it's because I've been involved in it, yeah. And maybe it's because you've been a movie star and a TV, you know, all that right. stuff. But I really think
it's the most immediate. It's the oldest.
Yeah, and the feedback is, you know, unique.
Yeah.
Unique.
Yeah. But a friend of mine said, somebody asked him, what's the difference between acting in the movies and acting on stage? And he said, acting on stage, you can be shot.
Yeah, right.
And it's true. It's true.
Exactly
and
right.
And you could shoot them, too, yeah. if you want to. Yeah. No, back to your idea.
So we're going to have, you know, and...
So scenes from movies all over town.
Not movies.
I mean plays.
Plays. And good plays.
Now, are these advertisements for plays that people can
no.
then go see
no.
in their entirety?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not. It's not that. This is for people to see live theater
right.
and realize how gripping
right.
it can be, how funny it can be,
right.
how sad it can be, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, the gamut of great plays, you know, runs that gamut of emotions.
Right.
You know, and you can do it. I mean, the goal is to make people cry on a street corner or
right.
whatever.
Or
you know,
people, make people call their wife
and
their
they
girlfriend.
Look and they say, you know, let's go see a play.
Right.
Yeah, let's go see a play, and we'll find a way to make it easy for them to, you know, maybe we'll hand out a card with that has all the professional theaters and their phone numbers.
Right, wherever they can see a play. So
whatever it is.
Right.
You know, community theaters, too.
Right.
Let them go,
sure.
you know, wherever. But let them feel how powerful great theater is.
Right, and I like it because it does, for me, the idea does what theater is supposed to do. I mean, it engages people in a spontaneous way. We've gotten to the point where theater means to us a bunch of people paying money to go sit in a dark room
right.
and watch a bunch of other people on stage
right.
doing something they've been working on, and that's a little bit off the point. It's a
it's
slight
limiting.
Perversion
it's,
of the
it's
point.
It's a limited
yeah.
point. You know, let me give you an example. If we had Antonio and Bassanio, some of the stuff, you know, one of the scenes that the two of you did.
right.
Okay. Or one of the scenes with you and Shylock, with Antonio and Shylock.
Right.
You know, Pound of Flesh.
Right.
You know, take a 12-minute chunk of that out.
Right.
And
do it on the bridge over the river down there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my God, you'd have to be dead not to react to that.
Right.
You know, and there's a curiosity factor. You're going to be on the street doing this thing, and people are going to be walking by and say, what in the hell is that? And they're, you know, their curiosity, not everybody,
heels, right.
but some of them are going to come over. And if you could, if you could get a 10% increase in attendance at theaters around Milwaukee.
Right.
I mean, God, people would be falling all over themselves.
Well, it creates that culture of theater, too. I mean, it makes theater part of people's lives. Because we expect people to come to us, but I think you've got to take it to them.
Well, I think what you're doing, it's almost like bait.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like bait. Yeah. You know, I'm going to put something really sweet out here, or a great piece of cheese for this mouse.
Right.
And I'm going to tell that mouse that over here, I got a gallon of that cheese. You know, so
right.
you like this cheese? Come and eat my gallon of
right.
cheese.
And you can see it when you've got time to see the whole gallon and you're not on your way to a
right,
meeting.
Right, right. And, you know, the actors are going to be friendly. If people have questions, they'll answer the questions.
Right.
You know, the theater is a welcoming, challenging place.
Right.
You know, it really right. is. And if we can find that welcome and challenge out on the streets,
right.
You know, and it's not, it doesn't have to be a street. You could go in the lobby of what at one
the
point
Chase
was
building.
The first Wisconsin building. I don't even know what they call it anymore.
Oh,
U.S. Bank building.
U.S. Bank building.
Go in that lobby and do, right. you know, 10 minutes of Our Town in there.
Yeah.
Or,
it'd be fun to do a little Shakespeare in the big entry room at the Calatrava.
Absolutely. Right. You know, absolutely.
So my question as the devil's advocate or as the pragmatic part of this conversation. You be the dreamer. How's it going being the pragmatic person?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you're going to say?
Do you like that role?
No, hate it. But
how are you
going to
pay for this?
How are you going to pay for it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to find out. I mean, I know some guys in Milwaukee who have a lot of money.
Okay.
You know, and some of them are interested in the theater. For example, I think of a good friend of mine, Max Sampson.
Right.
Now, Max done some puppet theater. He's interested in the theater. He's interested in the arts. He's got more money than, Miller Park has dirt in its infield. You know, I mean, this doesn't have to be, there's very little overhead to this. I got to pay the actors.
Right.
And I got to rent some costumes.
Yeah, but
minimal costumes.
Yeah.
And that's my only expense.
But you know what you could do? I'll bet if this is really creating an audience, if the purpose of this, and I think it does, you could get, if not monetary backing, but support in the way of costumes and props from the rep, from some of the other first stage, some of the theaters that you're going to be getting people turned on to.
Yeah. I think that's true, and I don't know what the equity thing is as far as this goes. Now, you would know that.
Oh, I should know that as the pragmatic person.
Right.
But I don't.
But,
does have to be covered. If you're using equity actors, you're going to have to be covered by
right, equity. But I'm not sure what level it is.
Yeah.
But
there are people like Matty Daniels who is part of Goats and Monkeys, who has done something similar to this with full-blown plays in the streets of New York and in the parks of New York.
Right.
And so they know. There are people around who know what hoops you have to jump through for the bureaucracy.
And I'm not worried about that. Those things, you can solve those things. That's bupkis.
Right.
And I think actors would like to do it because I'm not asking them to take a whole day. Most actors have real jobs in this town.
Well, this would be a lunch hour kind of thing. If you want to get people on the street and you're doing it on the street, do it at lunch hour.
Do it at lunch hour.
Do it in the parks.
Do it in the middle of winter.
Or do it in the middle of the winter. Yeah, get to some of those when there are theaters to go to. Because most theaters are dark in the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you've got those lobbies, those atriums, the buildings.
Let's find a way to let theater do what it does best, which is touch the hearts of people.
Right.
It touches their hearts.
Right.
And this is a way to touch brand new hearts. Not everybody's going to like it. Not everybody's going to buy into it. But some people are.
Now, I'm sure you've seen on YouTube or something like that, some of these videos of they do it a lot in Europe, group dance and song in the middle of some train station.
What do they call it? The flash mobs.
Yeah, flash mobs, Which some of that stuff is stunning theater.
Unbelievable.
And you're asking to add the spoken. They tend to sort of do singing and dancing and movement with mobs of people, hence the name. But you're asking to let the word command the audience.
Two actors, three actors.
Sure.
I don't want, we're not going to do a scene with, we're not going to kill Caesar.
I know, but I was just thinking, talking about killing, I was just wondering if you could stage the sword fight between Mercutio, Tybalt, and then Romeo coming in from that.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do that.
I mean, that would certainly get people's attention.
It would get people's attention. Romeo and Juliet sitting on a bench deciding whether they want to kill themselves.
Yeah.
But, I think I'd like to try it. I mean, I think there's enough actors in this town who would do it.
Sure.
I mean, I think you'd do it.
Yeah.
I think Matt Daniels would do it. Sure. I think Deborah Clifton would do it.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people who have that background from that kind of
and
theater.
And what we'd do is we'd build up a little repertoire of scenes.
Right.
We'd have eight scenes, and we'd rehearse them, and everybody know their lines, and then I'm sure it's going to be a lot more difficult than I think it is right now.
It always is. I mean,
once I get going. But
you got to get the momentum going behind
it
and get it doing it.
I got time.
Right.
I got some contacts. I've lived in the city a long time.
Right.
I would really like to see if I can get this going. And I'm glad to hear you say that you think it's a good idea because you're kind of a notorious skeptic about things.
Yes.
No, you are.
Yeah.
You are.
Am I notorious?
Well, I don't know. You're a skeptic.
I thought I'd been smiling more lately.
you're relatively notorious as a skeptic.
Okay.
But, had you gone, it would never work, I'd have probably walked out of here and let you fill the last part of the show.
I'm talking about baseball. Right. Well, no, I think it's because it does a bunch of things that I like. One, I mean, besides just sort of getting theater into people's faces, but I've also said for a long time, I've agreed with you about this town, that theater is not part of its way of life. And in order to get it for its way of life, you've got to go out and get them. You've got to go where they are rather than invite. Because if you invite them to come to see you, you'll only get the rich, tend to be white folks to come. And there's a whole lot of other stuff going on.
And those people are good. The same people go to every Renaissance Theater Works play.
Right.
The same people. Every single play. No, when they have a fundraiser, a party, it's the same people all the time. I mean,
they're good people. That's great. That's great what a theater longs for, that kind of loyalty.
They're great people. But where are you going to go with that?
Right.
You know, eventually some of them are dying. Some of
I talked for decades in the regional theater about the graying of the audience. Right. And when those people die, who comes along?
Right.
And so you've got to create new audience.
The one thing I thought about and I've rejected wholeheartedly is the idea of dragging people in to let them participate in the play. I don't want that. And I know that some people are going to lobby for that. They're going to say, oh, hey, if we're doing that, let's get people. No, this is watch it. Watch watch me act.
Yeah.
Watch the listen to the words that this guy wrote or this lady wrote.
That's not a passive position, just watching.
No,
that's active. Because the theater is interactive, as we said before. I don't know if I said this on air or not, but the difference is you can be shot. But that's the interaction, is that both the people on the stage and the people in the audience are in a position of danger.
Yeah.
I mean, if all not really shot, literally shot, but if that's a metaphor for having your mind opened, having your mind changed for new ideas, then everybody's alive in that room. But one last thing, because it's a great idea, and the idea of creating audiences, because it's always perplexed me in this town, because it has what I think is one of the great assets of the theater in the world is first stage children's theater.
Right.
Because they begin training, and the academy, not just actors, but they train audiences. Mm-hmm. But what happens to that audience after they turn 14, 15, 16, 17, 18?
Yeah, I'll tell you one of the things that happens to them, that there are no theaters or plays that are geared to them.
Right.
You know, you go from first stage to the naked women on stage, you know.
Right.
Well, I almost said something.
You could say
I almost got bleeped. No. This would have been a bleep, believe me. But you go, you know, there's a chasm.
Right. Right, exactly. And I've been pushing first stage, and they try with the young company to do it, but somebody has to pick up that.
It's hard. Middle ground.
Yeah, and when you drop the ball there, you've dropped the ball, and it rolls into the gutter,
it's going to be hard to get those people to come back.
Right.
But if you could find that transition theatrical experience.
Right.
You know.
Mark, thanks for coming in.
Like I say, it's always one of my pleasures.
Well, I'll try to make this pleasure happen more often.
Well, you know, you don't have it. I know. I'm the fill-in guy.
You're the go-to guy.
I'm your go-to guy.
Thanks, David.
Bye.